public comment.
Right. Thurston Conservation District, Board of Supervisors, monthly meeting. We just came out of a series of executive sessions. No decisions were made. It is 7:19. Any more discussion? Go ahead, Linda, did you have any discussion?
Well, we were just trying to decide when we were going to continue the discussion. Which I was suggesting we do after the work session on the 5th.
Can you say it louder?
Sure. I was saying that, suggesting that we continue this discussion after the work session on the 5th. And I guess it would be an executive session, and I'm thinking if no one else is here, then we wouldn't have to run out and announce we were going to keep going every 15 minutes, and we could just go until we decided to stop.
Well, you just
we still have to. We still have to announce.
We still have to announce.
But you can set it for an hour rather than.
Then a 15 minutes.
Right,
okay,
we
good,
can set it
yeah.
for an hour and end early. We learned that. So.
Oh, right.
Okay, so let's. Anything else we need to figure out? Let's work through Sarah, and she can forward it to the board. And unless there's anything pertinent that we need to. We got a no on Samantha. And I got Sarah raising her hand. Go ahead, Sarah.
Just a reminder for the rates and charges. Timeline that we approved to move forward with at the January 30th meeting. We do need to schedule a public hearing for rates and charges so that we can advertise appropriately per statute for that and provide a lot of outreach and information to the community. So that's something to be thinking about. We don't have to set the date now. You know, my recommendation was, you know, consider perhaps the week before the April board meeting so that the board could choose to adopt or not the resolutions related to rates and charges at the April monthly board meeting after hearing public comment at the public hearing the week before. That would give us plenty of time to advertise per statute, but then go above and beyond it to disseminate that information and make it publicly available. So.
I think that would fit with the timeline we talked about earlier, the one pager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and I have copies. They were provided in the January meeting, but I also have copies of that timeline if anybody wants another one.
I'm just going to get into crop season here pretty soon, and I got to run hard, so I'm planning on being there, so I can say at this point. So
being at the
meetings, April.
Right.
Okay. Something else I'd like to talk about, too, the March 14th is right. March 14th, and then dinner for that,
mm-hmm.
and then supervisors signing up, and that's a per diem thing that the supervisors, do we have that in the budget for per diem for that one event?
I'm sorry, Eric, are you asking if there is per diem in the budget for the commission tour?
Correct.
The dinner is associated with the
Oh,
is there any discretionary funds that we can
cross? We have a board travel budget, $1,500, I think.
Okay.
So if you, I guess
how
if you
much
want
is it?
To
$31.
Use it for that.
Who's planning on attending?
What is our role in
it? Wait a minute. It's a chair asking question. Who's planning on attending?
Attending.
I don't
There's
really
two
actually
right,
know
the
what the
dinner.
Schedule is. I didn't know there was a dinner. So
okay.
Can we have like a brief description of what that event is?
Okay. Go ahead, Sarah, and then I'll get to you, Richard.
So the commission hosts meetings just about every other month and to do business, and the day before that, so they're hosted throughout the state, particularly on the west side while the legislature is in session. Conservation districts will typically host the commission, take them out on a project tour the day before to showcase, you know, conservation on the ground in that particular community. And so the very last piece of paper in your packet has the details on that. So we were asked to host the March Commission tour. They're going to have their March meeting here the following day as well. And so we were asked to highlight projects throughout the conservation district. And so the details are on this list here. I think that's probably
okay. So is that just commission staff that comes, or who all comes to that?
It's commission staff and the commission's elected and appointed body, like the actual commission members. That's the focus of this event.
Commission members being what?
The commission is governed by a 10-member governing body, so those commissioners
or your
come.
Board. Your board will
yes.
come.
And commission staff, so usually there's 5 to 8 commission staff that participate in the tour and the meeting. And generally we recommend that districts invite partners and cooperators and local electeds and anyone else that you can get to come to see your project showcase and
yep.
participate in the interactive dinner.
So we plan to invite all of our local and state electeds. You know, during our legislative day on the on February 5th, we put save the dates on all the calendars for our elected for our state, you know, elected officials. Certainly there are, you know, different landowners that these projects are associated with that we are inviting to participate. There's a lot of partners, like Shauna said, that are involved in the implementation of this of these projects. You know, that will participate and give presentations, and you know, everybody will be invited to the dinner to interact and, you know, have a conversation, and there'll be some interactive presentation piece to it, but also a lot of conversation and networking and
music and dancing.
We can do that.
No, I'm just trying to figure out what this is. So is it like a business meeting with something to eat, or?
No, I think it's a little bit more enjoyable than that, where there's some.
You remember the tour we went on to Sheila Gannon's place?
Yes.
It's kind of like that.
So we dress for being outside?
Yes.
Wear farm boots and farm hats?
Yep.
Even to the dinner?
Yes.
Looks like it's at the Grange. It's good to check, huh?
Yep.
Oh, it's a cool place.
Yeah, it's going to look at my cows.
Yep.
You can look at your cows and go to the meeting, right?
Yeah. No, I said you guys.
Oh, you guys.
My cows.
You're going to have some there to show?
They're right behind the deal there. Just call them and they will come. they are pets. All you have to do is call them and they will come. They are pets.
I plan to go, but not to the dinner.
Okay, so.
Do we need any?
I know I'm going to go. It would be nice if you could pre-book me or.
I'm more than happy to fill out the commission form stack, RSVP form for supervisors that would like to attend.
Don't do it for me, I already did it.
You already, Doug already did.
I have not already done it, but I would like, I'll be attending.
Yeah. Samantha? Can you write the check too?
Pay for my dinner.
Can you write the check for the dinner too?
I write the check for the dinner.
Yeah, prepay for the check for the dinner.
Well, you'll be paying yourself, because the district pays for the dinner. And then for all the commissioners and commission staff that come, we pay the district.
Okay.
So
we don't need to do anything then. Just tell you that we want to go.
Yes.
That was my question.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're like, what?
It's late. We're getting late, so.
No, they are. Did
you have any questions?
Was these four of us going to go then?
I'm going to be there.
You're going to be there too?
I'm going to be there.
So 5 of us?
Okay.
Go?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Book us for 5.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. We'll do.
Okay.
And I'll be in touch more about the coordination of this tour and
so do we leave from here?
Nope, the tour begins at the Best Western Lacey Plus, Best Western Plus Lacey Inn and Suites, Quinault Drive. That's at the top of the itinerary here is the address.
Right behind the Hawkesbury Cafe, the Hawkesbury.
By Home Depot? Over there by Home
Depot?
Yes. Yeah.
That's where the commission has a block of rooms available for the commissioners that are traveling from out of town. So the tour bus that the commission is paying for will pull up there, and everybody will get on the bus there and go through the project tour.
Well, that's the essence. Park there, get on the bus.
They got plenty of parking and plenty of space if, to do welcomes and things like that, so more space than we have available here.
We need to go. It's 7:30.
Yep. Motion to adjourn.
Go ahead. Do you motion?
Somebody do a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. A motion to adjourn.
Any second?
Second.
All right. All in favor, signify by any more discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Well, did we...